Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
State leaders are scrambling to reassure the public in the wake of PG&E's bankruptcy announcement, what it could mean for customers and wildfire survivors.
And what to expect when President Trump's nominee for Attorney General faces Congress in just about half an hour. Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, January 15th. I'm Michelle Griego.
Good morning. I'm Kenny Choi. Parts of the Bay Area getting some wet weather to start off this Tuesday morning as we take a live look outside at the Bay Bridge. It looks okay, but we definitely know that it is raining in parts of the Bay Area.
Yeah, Bring it on again. Yeah, and Michelle, did you pack your umbrella?
I didn't.
Okay, I'll keep reminding you.
It's official. She's never going to pack it. She's just been saying it for about a year.
Here's my problem. I park in the garage. So I feel like, okay, if I see the rain and the rain hits me, then I need to remember, but okay. It's all right. I'll remember tomorrow.
Okay, I'll keep reminding you.
Maybe.
Doubt it.
Okay, well, we are starting off the day with that wet weather. So if you're about to head outside, definitely get that rain jacket, that umbrella. You will need it. High def Doppler, and you can see the wet start to our Tuesday here. Zooming in first for the North Bay from Novato, Lagunitas, San Rafael, across the San Rafael-Richmond Bridge through Hercules, Inverness. You can see that light to moderate rain. And then, boy, check out the yellow and orange colors indicating some brief heavy downpours, especially across the East Bay, Oakland, down through San Leandro, across the Bay Bridge, across the Golden Gate, into San Francisco there, down through Daly City. It is an active morning here. And then down through San Leandro, Hayward, South San Francisco, down through Millbrae, as well as San Mateo. And as we head farther south, you can see light rain, Milpitas, Sunnyvale, down through Campbell and Las Gaddis this morning. Putting this all into motion here, you can see that rain pushing to the north. So we have more rain behind it to our south, and that's why we are looking at widespread light to moderate rain for today with this weak shortwave trough of low pressure. The stronger, more powerful storm system rolls in for tomorrow. That'll be the storm to watch. A powerful Pacific front rolls through. The timing of this for tomorrow, 3 to 11 p.m., very windy as well as very wet. So how windy are we talking about? Well, a high wind watch will be in effect for tomorrow in the afternoon through tomorrow night. Highest gusts 50 to 60 miles per hour. Down trees and power lines are possible. That storm watch scale for tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening. We're looking at rain and wind. The impacts at a 7, flooding at a 6. That commute for tomorrow in the afternoon and evening at a 9. We'll talk all about this, the timing of the stronger storm system, as well as what you can expect for today coming up. And now let's check in with Gianna and those wet roadways out there.
All right, well, get ready for that, Mary. All right, jumping over to the roadways right now. We are starting to see your morning drive in full swing as you work your way westbound 580. Live look at folks making their way towards that Dublin interchange connecting on to 680, and traffic is really starting to fill in through there. Still moving at some okay speeds, but overall it is a little sluggish, especially east of there. As I show you on our maps here, that's where we're seeing the bulk of the delays. Stop and go conditions coming out of Tracy westbound, connecting on to 580 from 205, speeds down to about 14 miles per hour. The good news is once you pass North Flint, it improves just a bit, but then again, you're going to have that extra volume and some slightly slower speeds as you head over towards 680. 680 itself in both directions, though, not showing any troubles or delays. All right, Highway 4, starting to see a few brake lights as well. Looking good through Antioch. Most of the slow and go conditions are coming through Bay Point as you head into Pittsburgh. No accidents, so that's the good news. If you're taking Highway 4 all the way towards the East Shore Freeway, live look right now at one of our Caltrans cameras. East Shore Freeway starting to bunch up just a bit here also. We're seeing a few more cars hit the roadway, and of course with some wet weather this morning, a little slower than usual. So Highway 4 to the Bay Bridge, give yourself a few extra minutes there. Here's a live look near Carlson, where traffic's moving okay on that westbound side, but again, we'll have pockets of slowing as you head through Richmond, and again, of course, as you approach the MacArthur Maze and heading over towards that Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Michelle?
Donna, thank you. Sad news now from the entertainment world. Legendary Broadway actress and the Bay Area's own Carol Channing has died.
Oh, Harry, well, hello, Louie. It's so nice to be back home where I belong.
Channing made her Broadway debut in 1948. She was best known for starring in the smash hit Hello, Dolly, winning a Tony Award for her performance in 1964. In addition to her work on stage, Channing was a critically acclaimed movie and television actress. Channing grew up in the Bay Area, graduating from Lowell High School in San Francisco. She died of natural causes early this morning at her home in Riverside County. Carol Channing was 97.
6:04 right now, the partial government shutdown is starting to cause some big problems with air travel.
You are looking live at Mineta San Jose International right here. The lines at U.S. airports are getting longer, and it's only expected to get worse. KPIX5's Kit Doe is in San Jose this morning with more. Kit?
Good morning. It looks like we're starting to see all the effects of these sick calls all across the country. And now one TSA worker who lives here locally, who has been furloughed, is speaking out. His name is Lester Harris. He works in Oakland as a TSA agent. No, he is not getting a paycheck, but yes, he is still being required to come into work. He says everything in Oakland is slowing down a bit, and he's especially concerned about what's happening in Houston and Miami, where an unusually high number of agents have called in sick as well. In Atlanta, somebody even got a gun through security, but the head of TSA says it was unrelated to the shutdown.
So far, God bless, nothing has happened. But there's no telling when somebody with ill intention may try something or sneak something on board, and we don't have the personnel to catch it.
Harris says some of his coworkers have been calling in sick in Oakland because they've got long commutes and childcare, both of which can get expensive if you're working but not getting paid. What's more, Harris has six other family members who usually help each other out in tough times have also been furloughed because they are also federal workers as well. So Harris says that he's got enough money to pay for this month's bills, but there is not much left for February. He is looking for other work just in case. We're live in San Jose. Kit Doe, KPIX5.
Okay, thank you. We are now in week four of the government shutdown. Yesterday, President Trump backed off a recent threat to use executive power to attempt to fund his $5.7 billion border wall. But hope of reopening the government anytime soon appears slim, with no discussions scheduled for this week.
California leaders are now trying to chart a path forward after PG&E announced it plans to file for bankruptcy. The utility says it now faces $30 billion in liability claims. The Camp Fire, the most destructive in state history, killed 86 people, destroyed 14,000 homes and 500 businesses. It's believed it may have started when a PG&E power line came down on nearby trees. Fire investigators also found the utility was to blame for at least 17 major wildfires in 2017. The Chapter 11 process would allow PG&E to pay for damages, shed some of its debt, and stay in business.
It sounds like it's not going to have an immediate impact on bills. What's important is to make sure that we don't end up in the situation where the operation of the utility is compromised.
PG&E is planning some alternative financing arrangements, but if it's fined or has to borrow money, experts say that could mean a rate hike. Lawyers representing fire victims say the filing will mean a delay in getting their clients' settlements. PG&E has been lobbying state lawmakers to pass legislation to reduce the utility company's liability for last year's fires. Consumer and environmental groups say PG&E made the bankruptcy announcement to pressure lawmakers and the governor into doing so.
6:08 right now, the Justice Department has filed three lawsuits against the company accused of falsifying soil sample records at San Francisco's Hunters Point development. The test results were allegedly falsified to show safe radiation levels at the former Navy shipyard. Several former radiation technicians for Tetra Tech have come forward to say that high-level managers at the company were aware of and even directed the fraud. Tetra Tech says that it stands by the work it performed at Hunter's Point and then blamed any problems with testing at the site on two rogue employees.
Special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation is expected to be a major topic of conversation today. Confirmation hearings began for President Trump's nominee for Attorney General William Barr. As we take a live look right now inside the hearing room in the Capitol, Barr arrived just about 5 minutes ago. In less than 30 minutes, senators are expected to grill Barr on how he will handle the ongoing Russia investigation. In prepared testimony, Barr says, quote, "If confirmed, I will not permit partisan politics, personal interest, or any other improper consideration to interfere with this or any other investigation."
I think he's an outstanding choice, But I wanted to be challenged. I know it will be. I just wanted to be respectfully challenged.
If confirmed, Barr says he will focus on prosecuting hate crimes and enforcing immigration laws, as well as protecting the right to vote and election integrity.
I'm Ann Makovic at the live desk, and let's jump across the pond, taking a live look right now in London, where Brexit is facing a crucial vote in a few hours at 11 o'clock our time, 7 o'clock in London, where Parliament will be voting on the deal that Prime Minister Theresa May made to leave the European Union. Of course, voters there in England voted initially to leave the EU back in 2016, but exactly how that was going to go down has been the subject of much debate since then. In fact, it almost ended with Theresa May being kicked out of office. So the deal that she made with the EU, the divorce deal, if you will, is expected to fail today. So then there are a couple of options. They could just abandon the plan to leave the EU altogether, or Parliament could take over and come out with a new plan. So we'll see what happens in England.
All right. We'll see what happens, Anne. Thank you.
610, a suspect is dead this morning after a double stabbing led to a lengthy manhunt in Vacaville, what led to the shooting that ended the ordeal.
Well, we are tracking the rain on high-def Doppler this morning, and this is just the start. I'll let you know when a more powerful, stronger storm system rolls into the Bay Area coming up.